DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Joined by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's Deputy Leader, Spokesperson for Finance. Piers, just before we get to Sinn Féin's alternative budget, can I ask you quickly about Leo Varadkar's call this morning that every party running in the next Dáil elections should make a manifesto pledge that unification of Ireland is an objective, not an aspiration. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, Shane. Well, look, this is welcome from the former leader of Fine Gael. As you know, Sinn Féin have made that pledge for many, many years. But more importantly, what we've been trying to do, and indeed we've had meetings with Leo Varadkar when he was Taoiseach, is we've been trying to get all of the parties to agree to start the actual work of mapping out what a united Ireland, a new Ireland would look like. It's my view that there will be a constitutional referendum, and we can see all the changes that are taking place in the north in terms of demographics, in terms of support for that referendum. The key thing is we need to win it, and parties who support the objective of a united Ireland need to come together and map that out and do the hard work. And that's why we've been arguing that we need to set up a special committee on Irish unity within the Oireachtas, that we need to have a citizens' assembly, and that the government need to publish a white paper on that to formally start the official conversation. So I think Leo Varadkar's comments today, they're a wee bit late, but they're nonetheless welcome. And we've heard a lot of comments from different political parties, particularly at the forums that have been organised in relation to the debate on Irish unity. And I think it's important now we see some action.
Okay, just briefly, because I do want to get your pre-budget. He's also suggesting maybe a bigger cabinet with a guaranteed number of British passport holders, a president and a vice president where one of the offices would have to be held by a British citizen. Are they the kind of things we'll have to be thinking about if we are going to encourage unionists to join United Ireland?
Look, everybody will take their own opinions to the table in relation to how we best ensure that we have a united Ireland, that we can win that referendum, but also that that's inclusive of all of the different shades of opinions within the island. Like passport holders, I'm not sure if that's the way to do that. There are many people who will not have a unionist position that could also have a British passport. So, but the most important thing is that we have a conversation, together, and that it's an official one. So let's now, hopefully, we've heard stuff like this before, Shane. Remember when Simon Coveney challenged Leo Varadkar for the leadership of the party in his manifesto at the time was to set up a committee on Irish unity. That's what, maybe 10 years ago. Nothing's happened. We're getting closer and closer to the day that referendum's going to happen, and it's important that we all come together and map out and make sure that we won that referendum.
Set out your stall for the listener. What is Sinn Féin's alternative budget offering?
Well, look, our alternative budget is offering long-lasting and immediate changes and benefits to workers and families. And we're going to do that by particularly supporting workers in the middle of this cost of living crisis for many. So we're going to make housing affordable. We're going to deliver €10 a day childcare. We're going to abolish the USC for the average worker. And that we'll do that by taking the first €45,000 that everybody earns out of the USC tax net beginning next year with €30,000. And we're going to increase the minimum wage by €1.10. We're going to make the investment in housing and in health to end the housing crisis, to start that process, and also ensuring that we have capacity in our health system so that we end the scandal that we see every single day, whether it's in University Limerick or indeed in my own constituency, people languishing on lists, senior physicians not able to do the operations that they want because they don't have the capacity within the health system.
Narrowing the tax base is what you're basically arguing for if you're further squeezing USC. That's the exact opposite of what the Tax Commission has called for. It's narrowing the tax base. How are you going to fund it?
Well, if you look at our proposals in relation to tax, they're very different from the government. So we absolutely make that clear commitment that under a Sinn Féin-led government, that the average worker will never have to pay the USC ever again. And all workers will benefit from this by removing the first €45,000 from the USC.
USC brings in a huge amount of money. You know this. I don't need to tell you this. It brings in, is it €5 billion?
It does. It brings over €5 billion, and unlike Fine Gael, when they promised to abolish it in its entirety for everybody, including high earners, and they obviously never delivered that and never intended to deliver that, Sinn Féin aren't making that commitment. We're not saying that we're going to abolish the full €5 billion. What we're saying is the average worker will never pay USC under Sinn Féin, and we will take the first 45,000. So that means that it will, in total, over the period, it will cost €2.1 billion. Our package, Shane, as you will see in our alternative budget, also looks at where we can actually raise additional taxes. So the government are planning about €1.4 billion of tax cuts. We're planning roughly the same, but the difference is we're also raising taxes where we believe that taxes can be raised on high incomes where the government aren't. So our position is actually better. We actually bring in more tax than actually we cut. So how do we do that? We do that through, as we've talked before, a 3% solidarity tax on incomes above €140,000. We make sure that the state stops subsidising gold-plated pensions. These are people who retire on pensions of in excess of €70,000 per year, and the state contributes 40% to those pension funds. So we want to reduce that to make sure that it's at a more appropriate level, that you can still get a pension of over €50,000 state supported, but we believe that the higher level is inappropriate. We want to have a banking levy that's appropriate as well at €400 million, and there's a number of other measures that are all listed in our alternative budget that shows where we bring in revenue. And it's important here. This is about distribution of wealth. It's about making sure that people who need it are supported.
We already have a very progressive tax system where it's actually a small number of taxpayers who bear the brunt of it. You're saying that small number of taxpayers is going to have to pay more. You are narrowing the tax base. We're kind of going back to Celtic Tiger era where up to half of people didn't pay any income tax at all. You're kind of going back to that.
Well, look, you know, many taxpayers, it's not just income tax that we take in the state. We take in VAT and people who pay, you know, for their groceries and for other products are paying VAT all the time. And look, we're very clear in relation to this here. This is about making sure that people who need a break at this point in time, workers and families, will get it. So we are looking at our package. We're looking at how we support low and middle income earners, but also that benefits everybody. So USC will be a proposal that the average worker will not pay USC under Sinn Féin. And we're very clear in that. And we show in our alternative budget how that can be funded and how
it's Celtic Tiger economics, though, isn't it?
No, it's not actually, because Celtic Tiger economics would have actually continued to reduce taxes over and over again without any source of how you would actually pay for that. As I've said earlier on, Sinn Féin have a tax package here, which is primarily about the USC, but we also show through taxes how we can fund that package. You mentioned that we have a progressive tax system. We absolutely do. Sinn Féin are going to make it more progressive by ensuring that somebody on the average income does not pay USC.
Just before you go, the chairman of the Office of Public Works, John Conlon, says he does not believe the cost of the 1.4 million security hut at government buildings is excessive. Your reaction to that?
It is excessive. And when I questioned him on the bike shelter, he also said that it wasn't a waste of money. And I don't think that there's many people that's listening to your programme that would agree with him. This was jaw-dropping stuff from the OPW yesterday. Not only did they build a bike shelter for €336,000, but now we hear that they've built a security hut for nearly €1.5 million. And that's other people's monies. That's your listeners' monies. That's
not
acceptable.
Has the OPW got a problem? Has it got a gold plating problem?
They have had a problem for years, and we've been raising this for years. It's not just these issues. I raised, for example, 10 years ago, the OPW built a shop out the front of Leinster House. It's empty for the last nearly 8 years or so. It went over budget by €500,000.
What would the Sinn Féin government do with the OPW?
First of all, what we've been telling the government to do is you need to have political accountability. They can't be commentators. They need to be talking to the OPW and saying, how the hell are you signing off on projects of this nature? When we have a government and a minister, remember it's Pascal Donoghue that is responsible for this department, that stands back and takes no accountability in relation to this here, doesn't call in the officials and saying what's going on here, then it allows officials to continue to do this.
And it's a typical journalist question perhaps, but does accountability mean heads roll if the right decisions aren't made?
Where, well, if there was inappropriate spending, obviously that people do need to be held accountable, but that will obviously be through looking at whether the processes were followed or not. But like, we have a situation where the minister, and it's not just Pascal Donoghue, in fairness, I don't want to point him out, but like, let's look at what's happened in the government. Bike sheds at 336,000, security hut at 1.4 million, the National Children's Hospital at what, 2.2 billion euro and rolling, 1.5 billion euro above what it was supposed to. And there is no accountability. So when you have a government that just wastes money like this here, obviously that filters through to the civil service and all that, and that's not acceptable. This is other people's money, and yes, the economy may be going well, we may have large surpluses and all the rest, but that's no excuse to be wasting this type of money on projects when I know right across the state that there's community groups and organisations that are with the begging bowl looking for fractions.
Just briefly, the comments made yesterday by the head of the Children's Hospital about BAM, your response to that and BAM's motivations and intentions, that he made express comments about them. Your reaction to that?
Let me say this here. BAM needs to step up to the plate. We've said this for years. It's not any surprise that any contractor, no matter where they are going to try to get as much money out of a project.
Should they continue to get state contracts?
Of course, we've argued for years that that shouldn't be the case, that we propose legislation that would ban lowballing of contractors' bids. When BAM offered to withdraw from this contract, the government, Simon Harris was the minister at the time, back 6 years ago, BAM offered to withdraw from this contract, and Simon Harris says no. Simon Harris said it would cost 150 million more if they withdrew from the contract. How much has it cost since? Something like a billion more. Like, again, this comes back down to who's in charge here, who's writing the checks. It is government that is writing the checks over and over again, and there is absolutely no accountability. We have commentators as opposed to people who roll up their sleeves and get stuck in it and make sure we get value for money.
Sinn Féin's deputy leader, spokesperson for finance, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR
on News Talk.